for 12 months now, 2 years now, like that, I've kind of always like targeted this one. It's like, yeah, it's really big. Like, and I was, yeah, you're always gonna have confidence that, yeah, you should be making it. Like, so, like, I was gonna just come top three in that race, under 23 race, and then you're definitely picked. Like, you're, that was the selection, so that you're guaranteed if you're top three. So, yeah, I was just like, that was the main thing, just come top three, and that's all. Anything after that is a bonus, like.
What were conditions like in Santry?
Really good, yeah. So, like, we're literally 2 miles from Santry and DCU there, so, like, I'm out there every day. So, yeah, it was bone dry, really. It was kind of, I was really hoping it'd be raining away, because a lot of lads don't like to see it, but no, it was bone dry, yeah. It was the first time I'd run that course as well, so it was kind of, it was new in a way, but at the same time I trained there every day, so it didn't really bother me, like.
Are you happier running in muddy, wet conditions?
Either way, I don't really mind it, but a lot of lads give out about it, so I suppose if it puts them off, it's a help, like.
And the men's under 23 race doubled up with the senior race, and you finished in the top six overall in that senior run.
Yeah, so every year they always put us all together, and like it's over 10k as well, which is kind of, it's kind of different because we're only 8k next to it. So yeah, it's the first time I'd ever ran 10k. I'd only done 8k once, like, so it's kind of a big jump up, but especially in standard wise as well, there's just such depth in, like, there's nearly 200 in the race, and especially this year there was such depth in because, like, everyone wanted to make the team because it was in Ireland, so people were just coming home for it and everything, like, so there wasn't.
And does that change the dynamic of the race, the fact that you're in there with the senior runners as well?
Kind of, in a way, yeah. I nearly found it hard in a way, because, like, I was just so focused on doing 23s, like, that I almost sacrificed the senior racing a bit. I was just like, whatever, however I do in the senior, it's just a bonus, but I was just like, I knew the lads I had to beat under 23, I was like, I'm just beating them, and, like, after that, I'll take whatever I get, kind of way.
I have a beginner's cross-country question for you now, Killian. I'm watching my sons and daughters in recent weeks run cross-country schools races, and you see their coaches or their athletics mentors, you know, encouraging them to start strong by getting out quick. And I'm wondering, is that basic rule of thumb, does that apply to the adult cross-country races as well?
No, if I was coaching a kid, I'd nearly tell them the opposite, like, because they... Everyone's nearly gone by the first 400 metres because you go so mad. You're just like, because it's such a little, it's a really wide gap, and it just goes into like one, and where you only fit two or three people, and like 100 people are trying to get into that one spot, and it's kind of a bit mental. So like you can get a bit caught up in it, I think. Like over 10k race is it's a long way to go. You're not going to lose it in the first 400 kind of way. So that was my main thing last year. I just didn't really go mad at the start. I was like, I have 10k here, I'm just going to relax it.
How much has your own running changed in the last two years, would you say?
I've just definitely got a lot stronger, I suppose. Like, I haven't really been racing that much either, which is kind of, it's good and bad, but I've really just been like, I was living at home most of the time as well, so like all I had to do was worry about training and just get, yeah, I've definitely pushed on, like, even training wise in the last few weeks I was doing runs at home miles quicker than I ever did, like, and I kind of just knew like it was going really well. So yeah, it's definitely, yeah, I definitely pushed on a lot in the last like 12 months.
You're in the final year of your business degree as well in DCU, and I'm sure during the pandemic a lot of it was distance learning, etc. Did that make running easier or harder?
I definitely didn't make it harder, no, because I suppose living at home, like, you do save a lot of time, and so, because like it's kind of like you could just go train in the morning, you come back and eat, and you just like, you just have to do college work, and then you go train again in the evening, and like it's fairly, it's a bit monotonous, but it's a really good routine, like, so there's kind of less distractions in a way. Like, I definitely wouldn't see it as it made my running worse. If anything, I kind of like training at home better in a way. It's just less distractions, and I have more places to go. It's just, yeah, so it definitely helps in early, if anything.
I think we spoke to you a couple of years ago when you had qualified for the Ireland Under 19 European Cross Country team in Lisbon, which was a big feather in your cap back then, but your development curve continues apace that you're now in with the under 23s.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. It was meant to be in Dublin last year, but it was called off. So I'm in my second year in 23 now. But yeah, it was kind of like, that was a really big one for me as well, because it was just like my first major championships, and I'd missed out on a few, kind of one or two, like, that I was really hoping to go to. So like, that was just really big for me to finally get one. So I suppose, yeah, it was almost just like a new experience last time I went, but at least this time, more prepared for just like, just call rooms and everything. It's just like such a different experience. It's just so, and you're like, you're side by side with some of the best runners in the world, kind of way. Like, it's kind of, it's a bit of a shock at the start, but you're just kind of more prepared for the same. And like, this time I'm kind of going there like with expectations. I want to do really well. Like last time, like I obviously wanted to do well, but it was more like you're nearly there, just kind of like I wanted to get there. And like once you're there, it's kind of just like, yeah, see how it goes. The same, like it's kind of, well, no, a bit more pressure on myself, I suppose.
Sure, you qualified for the Ireland team second overall behind Darragh McElhenney, who you know well, who you've run alongside for a number of times, and he'll be part of the Irish team with you next month. How competitive are Ireland likely to be, do you think, Cillian?
There's some, like across the board, there's some really good teams, like, but yeah, I suppose from our point, like, especially having Darragh on the team is a big help because, like Darragh goes there, like realistically, like he probably has a realistic chance of getting medals, like, and he'll be in the front group, so it's kind of, it's up to the likes of myself and some of the other boys to kind of back him up because it's 3 to score, so it's kind of, yeah, there's pressure on me in a way because I'm nearly as important as him, team wise, just to get in, like, let's say that top 20 or top 15 if you want to have a realistic chance of getting a medal, so. Yeah, it's kind of good because I train with Dara every week as well and stuff, and kind of see the standard he's at. He kind of does, kind of sets the standard a bit. You need to get up with him, like.
So while you are rivals on the one hand, you're training buddies as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I've known him for years, so like, yeah, I meet him every week over in UC, and kind of over the next 2 or 3 weeks now, I'll be trying to meet him as much as possible as well, just to get ready for it.
And you share the same coach as well, am I right in thinking?
Yeah, so I'm in Dunleavy. He's the coach up in UCD there, so he's actually from Dromore West here in Sligo. So yeah, he coached a good few of us.
You can't separate the West Sligo men, sure you can't.
No, yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
Well, Emmett, we know well from his running prowess himself, locally and nationally down through the years, as well as being a noted coach right now. And he actually ran in the Nationals last weekend, is that right? In the same race as you?
He did, yeah, he did well as well, yeah. He was like, yeah, I went up to him after the race, he was like, yeah, I was nearly just listening to how you and Dara were doing over the microphones at some stage, he's like, so it's kind of funny as well, he's like, yeah, he doesn't really train us a lot because he has to be kind of watching over us, but he sometimes hops into sessions and stuff.
And does it help that it's a local guy mentoring you? He knows your habits, your style. He's probably watched your athletics development from a young age.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I suppose he knows me a long time at this stage and get on really well with him, so yeah, it's definitely no harm, like, yeah.
And your home athletics club too, Moy Valley in Ballina, that, you know, it must be a proud thing for them to see you continue your cross-country exploits.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah. Especially it was good seeing the last day. I know I couldn't really watch it because I have my own race to do. But yeah, there's a lot of the young ones did really well because we had like under 12 teams who won, and like my little cousin Darren Mulrooney, he won silver as well, and this girl in the club, Clodagh Gill, she did really well. So it's kind of, yeah, Philip Finnerty's coach up there, it's kind of good to see the work they do actually like paid off, like.
And why is cross-country running so successful in that part of the world, do you think, Cillian?
I don't know, I suppose like Irish in general, it seems to be really good at it. Maybe it's because it's hard over here in the West, it's all cross country. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, sure. Well, you won't have far to go for the Europeans next month because they're coming to Dublin.
Yeah, it's kind of once in a lifetime kind of stuff as well because in Dublin, I think the last time I was on was 2009 in Dublin, so like chances of me getting another one in Dublin is very, very slim. I think the only girl I think the only girl to be running in this one as well is Fionnuala McCormack. She was at the one 2009, but yeah, so
Right.
I'll definitely be.
You can ask her for a few tips, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think she's been a 17-year-old crosses, so she's definitely not a bad woman to ask.
And it's going to be the Sport Ireland campus. Is that terrain you know pretty well in terms of racing there?
Yeah, definitely. Especially I've always like all our nationals have always been there, and like it's only 50 minutes from us in DCU, so I've been out there even a few times this year just watching and stuff like. And yeah, it's definitely. I like the course, like, so I'm happy to say.
Sure. So should we be praying for wind and rain on the 12th of December that might suit the home runners better than the visiting athletes from across the continent?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, probably wouldn't do us any harm, anyways. I don't think the Spanish or Italians would like it as much. So yeah, it's probably might do any harm, right?
Sure. And just finally, I mean, do you have a long-term goal or map in your mind, Cillian, in terms of your running, what you want to do? I mean, do you feel cross-country distance is going to be your thing? Do you see yourself concentrating on track athletics for a spell, or have you kind of sat down and thought about that in any great detail?
Not really, I suppose. Main goal at the moment, it's just 2 weeks time, but after that we won't really get much of a break either. Take a week easy and then it's kind of back into training for the track in next year. And we're going to Kenya at the end of December again, because we went there back in January. So I'm going there with Dara and there's seven of us, I think, going over. So yeah, we're going there in January for 30 days and then come back, race a good bit on the track. And hopefully in the summer, race a good bit again on the track. Like, so yeah, it's kind of, I wouldn't really put myself down as just cross country or like anything else, just the enter and everything kind of way.
What was Kenya like for winter training back in January? That must have been some experience.
Yeah, for the first 2 weeks, it was just a novelty, like it was just a different world. But no, like the training you do is just class, because it's all you have to worry about. And like it's intense, but at the same time, you enjoy every minute of it. Like, so no, definitely looking forward to going again.
And I presume the main reason for that is warm weather training at that time of year.
Yeah, it's up at altitude as well, so like training is like it's far harder, just there's no air, I suppose, so like you have to just go slower. But I suppose the benefit is when you come down, it's meant to feel a lot easier, and yeah, I suppose when you have your air back.
Sure. Well, look, we hope you're not breathing too heavy next month when the European Cross Country Championships take place in Dublin. You sound, though, finally like a man who's enjoying his running.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I suppose it's easy to enjoy when results are going well. I know, like they don't always go well, so yeah, might as well. Yeah, I suppose when races go well, it gives you confidence as well. So it's nice going into race with a bit of confidence. Like, so hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, and you've stayed, relatively speaking, injury-free.
Oh yeah, hopefully now. Touch wood. Stay like that for the next 2 weeks. I just yeah, staying injury and COVID free is my main worry now at the moment.